Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us.
God has blessed us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear God. Now let us sing, Lord, I lift your name on.
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day, we went to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us.
It's time for our children's moments. If you guys want to come back up here. There's a lot of you, so I'll just come over to you guys, okay? That was a wonderful job, wasn't it? I want to show you guys something. This is something special to me. This is my comforter. When I get cold in the wintertime, or if I don't feel good in the wintertime or whatever, this is my nice, comfortable John Deere blanket, Dave, that my sister made for me. It's a quilt that my sister made for me several years ago. And this thing is warm. I don't know what she did, but it is great. But it's my comforter. And one of my favorite things to do on a cold winter night is grab that blanket and turn a movie on and stay warm. And then I can quit thinking about John Deere tractors, because that's what I do all day. But it makes me feel better. It makes me comfortable. And in today's Bible lesson that you're going to hear from Pastor Zach, We're going to hear the story that Jesus tells his disciples, that he's going to be leaving soon to be with his Father in heaven. And he tells them not to be frightened just because he's going to go away and because he's gone, because he's going to send someone else. He's going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to be with them. We're going to learn more about that. And his promise, God promises that he's not going to leave them alone. Jesus says, I'm not leaving you disciples alone. Even though they couldn't see him, he would still be there with them. So what is the Holy Spirit? I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit is just a little bit here. In other places in the Bible, the Holy Spirit they call the Comforter. You know, I think that's a great name, isn't it? Are you guys comforted with anything? Do you have a favorite stuffed animal, or maybe you got a favorite blanket you like? Yeah, something that it brings you, makes you feel better, doesn't it? Just having it right there. But the Holy Spirit was sent by God as a comforter to help us and to remember him by. So like my blanket comforts me when I'm cold, the Holy Spirit comforts us when we're scared sometimes. Maybe there's a bad storm and we get scared, or maybe you're worried about something in school, or maybe someone else has been mean to you and it upsets you, or maybe you're even just lonely at that time. The Holy Spirit, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us get through that, to make us feel better, to warm us up like that blanket does. When we decide to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into our life. We can't see him, but we know he's there, and we can feel his power. That's what faith is, believing. Would you guys pray with me, please? Dear Lord, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us, to comfort us, and help us to stay close to you, so that we can feel the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
The reading today comes from the book of Revelation. And in the spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree that are for healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light or of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. And on that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas Iscariot said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the words that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me.
I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe.
This is the word of God, for we the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? God, through your Holy Spirit, and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, will you help me to proclaim your message of hope and love, and show us today who you are as the Holy Spirit, as I preach, and as I share my heart of what you're doing in my life through your Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a little boy, I had a messy room a lot. And sometimes I still have a messy room in my life. And sometimes the mess would be so overwhelming, I wouldn't know what to do or where to start. And sometimes just having someone come in the room and just come alongside me and to help me start with something and know what to do or where to start. And I usually end up doing most of the cleaning eventually as I got older. But the fact that my father or my mom or even my sister or somebody would come in sometimes and help me take one thing at a time and put it away, and eventually the whole room got clean and I started to see how things fit together. I wasn't anxious anymore when someone came beside me. And I think about that when I think about what the Holy Spirit has meant to me in my life. That the Holy Spirit has come in my life as a Christian and helped me in my weakness. That the Holy Spirit has come into my life and empowered me when I felt powerless. That the Holy Spirit has come into my life and shown me how much God loves me. That the Holy Spirit has come into my life and shown me how God loves you and how God loves this world and why Jesus came. That the Holy Spirit reminds me how I am loved by God and that nothing in this world can separate me from the love of God and Jesus Christ. That not even failure can prevent me from experiencing the love of God. That even through failure, even through making mistakes, even through rejection, even through confusion, or times where I'm not sure what's going to happen next in my life, the Holy Spirit has helped me to trust God and to rely on Jesus and not on my own strength and not on my own ingenuity and not on my own giftedness, but to rely on God. When I go to see people who are grieving, who've lost their loved ones, and there's not even words for what they're going through, the Holy Spirit is what has helped me to walk into that house and to sit with them and be silent and to feel their pain. For Jesus in me, through the Holy Spirit, to acknowledge them and to grieve with them and to weep with them. And the Holy Spirit is what helps me when I'm at the end of myself, or I've lost my patience, or I feel like I'm in over my head. The Holy Spirit is the gift from God in my life. And I hope that you have experienced or are willing to experience the gift of God in the Holy Spirit for you. That the Holy Spirit can help us to clean up the mess that overwhelms us in our lives. Whether that's broken relationships, people whom we need to seek forgiveness from, or to forgive ourselves, or it's of letting go of the hurt and the pain and the guilt and the shame and the blame that we experience from sins committed against us or the sins we've committed. The Holy Spirit comes alongside us and, as Roger says, comforts us. You know, I loved where you used that comforter, that blanket. That the Holy Spirit is our security blanket. The Holy Spirit is the power that God sends, the Father sends from heaven to clothe us with power from on high, to wrap us up in the loving arms of God the Father, and to feel the healing touch of the nail-scarred hands of our Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit is all of God that we cannot see, but all of God that we experience even today. It's the Holy Spirit that took Jesus' disciples who were nobodies and the B team and empowered them and equipped them so that they could proclaim the truth and tell people what Jesus did in their lives and what Jesus can do in their lives and how the Holy Spirit helped them to heal people and to preach good news for the poor and to deliver people from evil, to let them know that God loved them and that this good news was for everyone who was willing to receive it. So in John 14, we heard today, starting with verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And we know, as Roger taught us last week, that if we love God, we will love one another. We will love others. We will put others before ourselves, and we will love others as we love ourselves. That if we love Christ, we will keep his commandments. To love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And Jesus says he will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. The word in Greek here is paraclete. He will give you the paraclete to be with you forever. The paraclete, not the parakeet, but the paraclete, the comforter, the one who comes to strengthen us, the companion, the one who comes to walk and be with us, the counselor, the one who guides us to know wisdom and to know discernment and to know what is right and of God and what is not. To know what is right to do in the right situation and when to act and when not. That the Holy Spirit, this paraclete, is the one who comes to be our helper, to come alongside us and empower us and equip us and to help us to love others and to stay with others when things get tough and to not abandon one another. Because we know that God has not abandoned us because he has poured out his Holy Spirit and shown his love for us. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, the one who comes, that Jesus alive in and with us through his Spirit. He promised to be with us always, and it's through his Holy Spirit that he is. He speaks on our behalf before God and before our accusers. That says, no, this person is loved by God and they belong to Jesus. And Jesus has the last word in their life. That their story is not finished, but is continually being rewritten through the power of the Holy Spirit according to God's word. He says to them that this is the Spirit of truth, not error. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God and the reminder of God's word in our life. The Holy Spirit is who speaks to us and convicts the world and convicts us of our sin and shows us how we've hurt people or how our actions affect other people. Shows us where we need to forgive people or where we need to pray for people to be healed. The Holy Spirit shows us what is of God and what is not. The Holy Spirit is God's word made alive for us in our lives, interpreted and translated into the way that we live and how we see people and how we relate with people. And Jesus gives comfort. He says even though the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth, it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him. Not just recognize him or know of him, but you know him. Why? Because they knew Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit, he says, abides with you, and he will be in you. To be with us and in us. To partner and to refine our conscience so that it is in tune with God's will. And Jesus says he won't leave us orphaned, but he's coming to us. And he says, on that day, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will know, not just in your head, but in your heart, that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. See, the key to walking and receiving and being filled with the Holy Spirit is walking in God's love, is choosing to love God and to love others, and to love yourself as you love others. It begins with this overflow of God's love that Christ shown us. So if you are willing to love, then you can receive the Holy Spirit. If you are willing to be loved by God to better love others, then you can receive the Holy Spirit. And if you are willing to be loved with the love of Jesus Christ, that changes the way that you love others, to where you will lay down your life for others as Christ laid down his life for us, then you are filled with the Holy Spirit. He says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we, that is the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit, will come to them and make our home with them. That no longer God's presence would be confined to a temple or a sanctuary, but that God intended to dwell in human hearts and in our relationships. So that the presence of God will be with us everywhere we go. That this whole world will be covered with the glory of God through the Holy Spirit. That the whole world could know God's love. And that everyone in humanity could have the possibility and the capability to lay down their lives and to love. To change their hearts and lives and to repent and to be forgiven. That no one is a lost cause. That anyone who is willing to be loved by God and receive Jesus Christ's love for them can be filled with that Holy Spirit, and that this world can be changed and transformed through God's holy love. He says that the advocate, the helper, the counselor, the comforter, the keeper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. So the Father sends the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So wherever the name of Jesus is proclaimed, the Holy Spirit is there. It's the Holy Spirit's breath that causes us to say Jesus is Lord. It's the Holy Spirit that inspires God's word. And he says that the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. All children need to be taught and to shown how to love and how to be obedient and how to do what is right. And we as the children of God need the Holy Spirit to show us according to God's word, to open our hearts to God's word so we know what is right to do, to teach us what's really going on, what's really beneath the surface, to see that there's more than meets the eye. That there's not just people with problems, but there's hurting people who need healing. And that healing is more than just physical. They need the healing love of God and Jesus Christ. They need to know that they have dignity and worth, that they're not a lost cause, that God loves them, and Jesus died for them and was raised for them so that they could live and not be condemned to death.
but to live in relationship with God, in relationship with all those whom God loves. And Jesus gives us these words of comfort. He says that the Holy Spirit will remind you of all that I have said to you. All of God's word is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And Jesus says now, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. That the Holy Spirit is the peace of God. The Holy Spirit is the living peace that passes all understanding and surpasses all knowledge. The peace that gives us the assurance that we know that God loves us and cares for us and provides for us. That nothing we have done can ever separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. That there is no sin that is too heinous for Christ to forgive us and to help us to forgive others. That sin does not have the last word, but God's grace and his holy love through the Holy Spirit that enabled Jesus to die on that cross for our sins and to not give up and to pray for our forgiveness and that we would be one as he and the Father are one. And he says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. The Holy Spirit emboldens us and comes to us when we are troubled. And when we're fearful, the Holy Spirit comes to let us know that we have nothing to fear. That God's perfect love casts out all fear, as it says in James. That the Holy Spirit is God's holy love in our world and in our lives and in us and with us. And Jesus gives them even more news in John chapter 16. He talks more about this Holy Spirit, beginning with verse 7. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, that is, that he ascends to be with his Father in heaven, to sit at the throne and to pray for us. He says, for if I do not go away, the advocate, that is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, not if he comes, but when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because they do not believe in me. About righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. And about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. See, we don't have to fight against the world on our own. That the battle has been won through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection and now his ascension. And through his prayers that perfect our prayers, that we only need to share the love of God in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will show people the error of their ways, just like the Holy Spirit shows us how we have wronged others or how we have been harmed and we need to forgive. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, that is from God the Father. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And Jesus says to us, all that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The secret of Jesus' ministry was his reliance and dependence on God, the Holy Spirit. That Jesus didn't have his own agenda. Jesus' agenda was to do the will of God. And the way that he knew the will of God was through the scriptures and through the presence of the Holy Spirit, who guided him when to go and where to go and what to do. And the Holy Spirit was who allowed him to be interrupted by others. And miraculous things happened. Like people were being healed, like the woman who just touched the hem of his garment when Jesus was on his way to see someone else. And he felt power go out from him and heal her. The Holy Spirit is always doing things that aren't in the bulletin or itinerary of our lives, showing us that God is always at work and doing much more than we can ever ask for or imagine. The Holy Spirit comes to do the work of God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of all truth. The Holy Spirit is our witness to testify to God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit points us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit shows us who God is in Jesus Christ. If you want to know God the Father, then look at Jesus Christ, his Son, and how he lives and lived and continues to live in us and with us. This change that you see in your lives and in the lives of people who are changed by God is because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what puts people who are insane in right mind. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us and leads us and gives us compassion to feel sorry with people. The Holy Spirit is who shows us that God loves us. The Holy Spirit is the one who will convict others and ourselves in the world of our sins and of our wrongdoing and the evil that we perpetuate. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will guide us and goes ahead of us and scouts out the terrain of God's kingdom breaking into our world and leads us, as he's leading us now even, to pray through our streets of our community, to pray for every household and every business, to pray for God's love to be revealed for them and to be shared by them. That the Holy Spirit reveals to us what is to come, the greater things that are to come, of God's love, transforming our hearts and our lives so that we can be more than who we are on our own, that we can be who God created us to be. And that this Holy Spirit gives us freedom, as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to bring us freedom and liberty, to set us captives free, to deliver us from evil, and to remind us of who we are as the children of God. The Holy Spirit picks up where the Bible leaves off. It continues God's story in our lives. And I believe that the Holy Spirit can transform you and I and transform our community if we are willing to receive this Holy Spirit, God with and in us, the real Jesus Christ in the flesh and blood in our lives. And it's the Holy Spirit who can take us to where God wants to lead us. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, fill. Holy Spirit, cleanse and heal. And do the Father's will.
You receive today and know God's love for you in Jesus Christ. And may his love overflow in your life so that you will love and serve others. And they will see the Holy Spirit in our world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.